Fair warning to anyone who has not read Emma yet. There are going to be spoilers to some extent in this podcast, in this episode. So if you haven't read Emma yet and you do not want it spoiled whatsoever for you, I would jump over to either the one before this, which is all about three reasons Jane Austen is so epic, or find a different one. I don't want you guys to get spoiled or find anything out that you would rather not find out in this episode. But if you've already read it or, you're not too upset about spoilers, keep listening. We're going to have a very controversial topic today, which is Emma a despicable character or a beloved character? When Jane Austen finished writing her story, she said, I have written a character that nobody but me will love. And in my experience, about 50% of my students tend to hate her guts. And then the other 50% love her. Either whatever side they fall on, there's great discussion that comes from talking about this character. And I thought I would just share my current thoughts about Emma. And these do fluctuate, to be completely honest. There are definitely readings where I read it and I just love every second of hanging out with Emma in the story. I think she's hilarious. And then there are other times, this last time just reading her, I just finished it yesterday, and I was kind of appalled this read through at how much I disliked her. But overall, I still think I have the same opinion that Emma is a beloved character. I think she's fantastic. And so I thought I'd share my reasons for thinking this and kind of open up a discussion. Please let me know if you strongly disagree with me. I want to hear your reasons and your thoughts. I'm open to different ideas about her because I have changed so many times when talking about her. But here are my reasons I think she's a beloved character. The first one is that she is not malicious. Okay, I've met malicious people who are honestly just trying to be annoying. And that's not who she is at all. She is self-centered. Let me see if I can read the very first line of the book that kind of gives you a really good picture into who she is. Emma Woodhouse, handsome, clever, and rich, with a comfortable home and happy disposition, seemed to unite some of the best blessings in existence and had lived nearly 21 years in the world with very little to distress or vex her. Okay, so Emma Woodhouse is, she's beautiful, she's funny, she's smart, she's wealthy, and she's a 21-year-old who hasn't had a lot of life experience. She is vain. She likes when people think that she's pretty. She is kind of self-centered. She does what she feels like is best for her. And this is where we get a lot of people disliking her character, right? For, she's kind of obnoxious. I think I would say in response to that is she is spoiled, but it's really her upbringing. She has been one of those beautiful girls in the neighborhood. She's definitely one of the wealthiest girls in the neighborhood. She is well-taught, well-educated. I think Jane Austen set it up in a really nice way where it does make sense that she turns out a little spoiled and a little self-centered because so much has revolved around her in her life. So I don't find myself, really disliking her, even though she's got all these flaws and these faults, these weaknesses, because I see how her life has kind of set her up to be a little bit more like that. I don't feel like it's, defect necessarily that she's cultivated. I feel like her situation has really set her up to be this way. And so she's not trying to be mean. Okay. The other massive issue that, or massive reason that I don't dislike her is she is willing to change. The story Emma is really the story of her starting to come to grips with the fact that she might not be the most talented girl in the room. When she interferes with things, she messes things up. She starts to realize her own vanity. She gets irritated when other people get praised, and she kind of has to look at herself and ask herself why she's so angry at this girl, this beautiful, accomplished girl that comes into her neighborhood. Why is she so frustrated with her? And she doesn't just stop there. She doesn't just say, wow, I'm really angry because she's more beautiful than me, but she actually starts to push herself to like, I need to step it up and I need to start being kind to this person. That's way toward the end. It doesn't happen right away. At first, she's just really frustrated and can't figure out like why she's so angry. And then she starts to realize that. it takes her a while. There's a long time where she refuses to acknowledge that anything is wrong, but eventually she starts to see it. And once she starts to see it, she does, you know, she takes time for reflection. She goes out in the garden, she thinks about things a lot, and she does try to change it. To me, that speaks volumes. I think, you know, she was put in a situation in life where she was very spoiled, but she tries to move beyond that. She tries to really push to become more. And of course, her family friend, Mr. Knightley, is really instrumental in this, in calling her out when, you know, she does crap, and she does feel bad about it. It's sometimes she doesn't admit it right away, but she does feel bad about it, and she just does try to work on it, and eventually she'll come back and admit that. So I love that. I think Jane Austen has given us a story of a girl who's, you know, kind of maybe disadvantaged in some ways because she has so many privileges and blessings and stuff, but she grows despite her weaknesses, despite her flaws, and she's able to overcome them. And she's very aware that she still has, even at the end of the book, she still has flaws she has to overcome. She's very aware of that, and she's very aware it's going to take work to keep on growing. But you get the sense that she's ready for it. Like, she is willing to keep working hard to grow, and she's learned from these mistakes that have blown up in her face throughout the book. And so that's really fantastic as well. And this brings me to my third reason I love Emma so much is I think that she is just a beautiful character to learn from. She's hilarious. She's, you know, eventually able to laugh at herself. And she's she is very talented and beautiful, but she learns how to kind of be a better person despite her gifts, or I guess despite all of her, you know, her spoiled background. And she starts to understand how to better understand people who aren't in her same social circle or who are different than her. And I think that is really an amazing thing. I like reading the book because I like kind of seeing examples, I guess, of how to grow in certain ways. And in her, everything is a little bit exaggerated. You know, she is very, very vain. She is very, very self-centered. And it makes it easier to see some of these lessons. Emma is notorious for matchmaking. She's constantly catching her, like, even when she realizes matchmaking is a terrible idea and she tries to stop herself from doing it, she constantly finds herself thinking, oh, so-and-so would be perfect for her. And then, you know, trying to remind herself, don't do that. You mess with people's lives when you try to, you know, play matchmaker. And so she'll see herself doing that, and she'll laugh at herself and then really try hard not to do that anymore. So she really, it gives a beautiful example of how to grow, how to work on things, how to be patient with yourself when you're getting better or when you're trying to get better and you feel like, you know, maybe you're still really struggling in certain areas. And so I think that is a really beautiful element as well. Of the story and of the character herself. So those are my thoughts. I love Emma. I think she's hilarious. Oh, there's one of my questions for my students was, would you let Emma matchmake for you? And it was pretty split, where I think I asked this halfway through. So the students, to be fair, had not seen all of the consequences of her actions. But I think it was split where I think a lot of the guys said absolutely not. She doesn't seem to have good judgment. And a lot of the girls said, why not? Let's just see where it goes. other people said, I would never be her friend. She's obnoxious. So there's that. There was some of that as well. But I think she's a very fascinating character. Whether you like her or not, she definitely does spark some really heated, lively conversation. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you haven't read the book yet, please do go ahead and read it. And then let me know, do you think Emma is despicable or lovable, and why? Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time.